morning, be calm, right? That's what it's all about. Practice and be calm. All right, how y'all doing today? Now, we are going to be listening to, I've already listened to it a couple times, a nine-hole first play from JT, but also an update on the Blue Chip Technologies Loco Disc Golf Club Tournament for September 23rd and 24th, 2023. I'm coming off that, but I haven't given you an update on that. But I also stopped at a course because I'm on my way up to Maryland for a motorsports event at Maryland International Dragway. And I stopped to do a nine-hole course. Very first statement I make is I'm practicing backhand, which I quickly correct. When I play nine-hole courses as I'm traveling, I do not throw backhands on them. Traditionally, the only thing I backhand is my putts, but in this case, I went a little bit further. And if I was any kind of distance away from the basket at all, I stayed with a forehand, aka sidearm, whatever you care to call it. And so this is a forehand-only game plus an update on the tournament that I'm just coming off of and how well I did and where we're sitting at on points to try to get the invite for the Masters Nationals in 2024. The race I'm heading to is the XDA Racing Series. If you're in the area, hopefully you come by and see some exciting motorcycle drag racing. There's already a ton of people there, and they're still going to be rolling in today. So we'll have some fun. And so the one thing about this nine-hole course is that I'm calling off footages, but it's for the red tees. I'm actually playing the whites, which are longer. The red tees out here was 2,138 feet. The white tees were 2,842. So I'm actually, when I make a comment about it seems a little further, it was because I loaded the wrong card is what happened. So great little course, great practice course. Imagine if the softball games get kind of busy, it might be a problem to get to a couple baskets, but they've got it set up pretty well. A lot of potential out here. There is an 18-hole option here, and you come back and basically play the same holes again. I did not do that. Again, I was only after a 9-hole game so I could practice my forearm. Today, we are using Roadrunners, and so we're I'm about to change my bag completely to one manufacturer, so I'll let you know how that goes. But here is a nine-hole course in King George, Virginia, and an update for my tournament for the Blue Chip Technologies 2023 AMS. And here we go. Yeah, I am about to start rambling yet once again. Alrighty, we're at another course. This time we are somewhere. Hang on, let me figure out where I'm at. All right, so this course is Barnesfield Disc Golf Course. This is a nine hole. It's gonna be kind of a different type of recording session today because I have not given y'all an update on how the Loco Challenge went on September 23rd and 24th. So we're gonna do a combination. I am gonna get a nine-hole course done, which is going to allow me to practice backhands, which means anybody that's listened to a few of the episodes knows that when I play a nine, I only throw forehand. I don't throw any other way, so it forces me to practice my forehand. So we are at this one, and it says I'm on a pad, but I don't see it. So I guess we're going to walk. I think this is supposed to be the short. So, oh, there's a log here. Okay, so it's a log. All right, I'm waiting to see how accurate my GPS is. This would be a backhand shot for me normally. All right, all right, so number one is 231, and as we walk, we'll talk about the Loco 2023 Loco Challenge. So I'm gonna use, I got two Roadrunners. So with the nine holes, I throw two discs. They're both the same thing. It's only four hands, and in this case I've got my Roadrunners, right and an orange. So I got my red and my orange, excuse me. So we're gonna throw the red first. First throw is the one that counts. Forehand, 231, one Barnesfield. This is Virginia, by the way. And I worm dirted it, so I got a nasty roll out of it, and I don't think we're in a ditch. All right, let's try again. Orange. First shot I'll refer to as placement A. This will be placement B. That's better. If it don't go in the ball field. Oh, nope, we're good. We're out of the ball field.
or as these Instagram video people like say, throw it like pizza, which I didn't do on the first one, which by the way is a ripoff from Scott Stokely, by the way, in case y'all don't know. My two putters I have today is my Berg. I have a tie-dye Berg that I made, and then I have a what the hell was this thing called? I got it from my Loco tournament to disc off this. It's part of the players pack. Oh God, what was this thing called? Did I write it on here? I didn't write it on here either, did I? Nope. We got a buzz. What the hell was that thing? I wanted to say it was a roach, but I might be wrong. I'll figure it out later and put it in the comments. Alright, a backhand roach. Excuse me, a forehand roach on one. Ooh, that thing got some wobble to it. Got out there, but it's got some wobble to it. All right, second throw on position B will be with the Berg. This will not be a four. Well, no, let's do a forehand. We're going to do a forehand upshot. I got a left to right wind, and then we'll talk about our tournament here in a minute. All right, so I need to practice that forehand with a Berg a little more, which might be kind of redundant at this point because I plan on eliminating most of these discs I use, and I'm going to go to one manufacturer. Roach, third shot on one. I don't like the way that thing flies. I'm kind of half-assing my throws today, but still. All right, so three from position A. This is the one that counts to the score, using a Berg. Oh, go in. Nope. Got some nice spin on that, though. I've been working on spinning, getting some spin to my putts. So we're going to end up with fours on both position A and position B. That would be B. This would be A. All right, so for my Loco tournament, which was the Blue Chip Technologies, it was their 12th annual, and it was a mess. We got a four on one, by the way. We're walking to two. We got to go across the street. Where are we going here? Let me figure out where I'm going first. So I need to go. All right, so the parking lot is to my right. I'm trying to point us in the right direction. I got to walk down this little path here. So Loco, signed up for MA3. The reason I play MA3, even though my age bracket should be much higher, is because there's a larger pool of people to play against. That's why I choose MA3. Sorry, I'm looking for where we're supposed to be going to. So I had MA3, and I noticed when I was signing up for it, I walked past it. How the hell I walk past it? I'm in the middle of a freaking road. How the hell I walk past it? Oh, wait a minute. There's a log down here. What's this? Oh, there must be a basket back here. Oh, never mind. The log is, when you're on the basket on one, just walk across the road and you'll see a little 4x4 log. That's your, the end of your tee pad. Okay. All right, now where I'm supposed to be. 240 is the distance on number two. So anyways, let's see. Oh man, I'd be backhanding this all day long. All right, first throw on two, Roadrunner orange, position A. Ooh, that's actually not bad. Go. Not bad. All right, let's try that again. Trying to keep the disc flat, so let the disc do its work when it flies. Ah, oh, both very good shots. That one's a little shorter. That was the red Roadrunner with position B. Anyways, so MA3 gives me more people to play against. I'm after points. I'm trying to get over 500 points. That's why I signed up for that one. And I knew there was a large field. So, and as a reminder on rule of thumb is if I'm playing against 15 people, I want to be in the top 7. If I'm playing against 20, I want to be in the top 10. 30, top 15, blah, 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 blah. So we had 32 people in MA3. And I got 16th. Granted, I tied it with a bunch of other people, but hey, 16th is 16th. So, and I got a ton of points out of it. I blew my 500 mark out of the water. I was hoping, well, maybe I'll just get 30 or 40 and be close to my 500 mark, or at least get my 500 mark. It gave me like 76 points. So, and so I just literally got a ton of points. So we hammered away at our mark, which is 500 points for the season. All right, forehand, roach. Second throw, this is, we threw orange first. This is position A. So the A counts to the scorecard. Ooh, hit a tree. Release light. That was a problem I had over the weekend too. All right, forehand with a berg. Second throw, position B. That wasn't bad. Okay. Normally I would backhand my putts, but we're going to practice that today. So everything's going to be forehand today, with the, until it gets to the tap-in part. Oh, go in. Oh, damn, that was pretty. Oh, damn. So in this case, we had 32, so I still wanted the top 15, but I didn't get it. I got 16. Still hit my my personal benchmark, and we got a ton of points. Now, the downside to it, three from position A. Oh, we got it. Ooh, that was pretty. Dropped it in with a berg. Ooh, that was a pretty putt. That was from 25. All right, take both of them. So we got threes on both positions. Let me figure out which way we're going. I'll run my mouth again. So, oh, wait a minute. Probably where these logs are here. All right, so we got a three on two. Next one's gonna be 211 feet. Are we walking the right way? No, we need to go right, apparently. If GPS is acting right. There's a military base across the way here, so. All right, so we gotta go. We're looking for a 4x4 since there's no pads out here. All right, I got it. 211 will be our next one. And so I got up there Friday. When I went in, I actually grabbed the Flex tournament. I noticed they had a Flex tournament on Friday, so I grabbed that. I'll explain this before I cut off in the middle of it again. Let's finish a thought before we throw. So I found that they had a Flex tournament going on Friday, so I figured, okay, let's grab that. We'll grab a few more points, and also let me play the course before the big tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Keep in mind, we have a hurricane rolling up from the tropics and stuff, or tropical depression, whatever the hell you want to call it. And so I figured, well, let's get a game in, so at least I know what the course is. I'm very glad I did it. Did really well, did +8 on the course. Beautiful weather, gorgeous day, dry conditions, really nice. And I ended up placing 5th, so I was very happy with my placement. There was about 13 of us, so I'm very happy. So I'm, again, 10. Top five, I hit my benchmark, so I'm very happy. Got some points, got like 30 something points, so I was very happy. 26 or 36, I think it was 26. Anyways, I got points out of it anyways. So I did well, I was happy with it. And then of course that night the rain comes in. So, and then the governor of Virginia declares a state of emergency for Virginia. That cancels our play for Saturday. So that means we're only gonna get one chance to go at this course, and it would be Sunday. And what's ironic is the Sunday before that I played in the rain, and we would have been playing in far easier conditions, as according to the rainfall anyways, than I was playing the weekend before, the Sunday before, because we got hammered on that particular one. Y'all can go listen to that. So basically sat around with my thumb up my butt all day long Saturday. I did get to pick up my player pack. Hands down, the best player pack of any tournament I've got so far. Gorgeous shirt, got two discs, we got a towel, we got a mini marker, we got a whale sack, which I lost, by the way, during the tournament. Just fantastic player pack. They treated us outstanding. We got a cool carry bag. Just nice stuff. A tension band. I got the black one, which is like 16 pounds of resistance. Just absolutely fantastic player pack. And we got after it Sunday, and it was raining all day long. Now, by the time it got to us, it backed off. I got some videos over on the Facebook channel of some of the early cards, the MA4 cards and stuff starting. And you can tell that it just everything was drenched, everything was soaked. Saturday just turned everything into a sponge. And when it wasn't raining, there was humidity. At least the wind died down, at least. I mean, I don't think the wind would have been a big deal anyways, because there's so many woods here. It would have been a big deal on two, because you're throwing over a lake. All you need is 240 to carry the lake, by the way. So that's probably the only one the winds would have come in a factor for. But anyways, we got through the day, and just couldn't. My biggest problem was releasing late. I couldn't hit my release point, and I kept releasing late. A few released early, but that was just positioning and stance and things like that. That's stuff that I don't think I should worry about, but I had a really, really bad problem releasing late, which I mentioned about my flex tournament. I was doing the same thing in the flex tournament, but my upshots were better in the flex tournament, giving me a chance to putt and either save par or hit a couple birdies. So, because I did get a couple birdies in the Friday game, which I did not do Sunday. So I never put myself in a position to be able to get a birdie or even consistently hit par. I did throw under par. I didn't bogey out the entire course. But it was still tough. I mean, it was wet. It was nasty. It's a tough course anyways, people. I mean, it's a tough course, and to play it in those conditions are even worse. But I would come away 16th. I was super happy with it. I'd love to play the tournament again next year. And there's a possibility I will be in Virginia next year. So we'll see what happens. And so it was a lot of fun. I got my points, and we got over 500 points, which means we should get our invite to the Masters next year. And I will frickin' move hell and earth to make sure we get to that. All right, throw one. Here we go. Roadrunner Red will be position A. Ooh, hit a tree. I kind of hatcheted that a little too much. Let's try this again without the hatchet. So, that's better. Still kind of died right left on me, though. A little too hyzery, and it's called hyzery. Is that a freaking word? A little too much. This will flex back, but I can't throw it like I'm trying to flex shot it. I'm kind of throwing it like I'm trying to throw a backhand, which doesn't work when I'm throwing forehand. All right. Position B went further, by the way. I kind of flattened it out a little bit. I don't know where the basket is. Let me see where the basket is. All right, where the hell is this basket at? All right, at this point, I need to know where it is. As they said, it was only like 200 feet away, so I really need to know where it is. It should be in that clearing, right? Oh, there it is. Let's see the band. Right. Roach forehand. I am going to hatchet this a little bit, so try to make it drive around that corner. Actually, I could probably do that with this Roadrunner, couldn't I? I've thrown the Roadrunner more. Let's do that. We're going to go high. We're going to try to hatchet it, get it around the corner forehand, position A, Roadrunner. Forehand. I didn't already say that. Oh, I got it to do what I wanted to. Oh, we didn't make it through the trees. Oh, you punk. Oh man, that was looking good. I didn't compensate for the, I didn't look far enough up the course before I made my throw. All right, so position B, we're going to forehand this roach up through these trees and hope to God we get through it. Oh my God. Ooh, that was pretty. Ooh, I like that. All right. So the tournament weekend was great. Had a lot of fun. Got to play with some awesome people. I wasn't the only one having a bad day when it came to that course, so I don't feel so bad. All right, third shot. We're going to use a berg. We're about 35 feet away. Come on. Damn, I like that disc. I got a white one. I bought a white one from the vendors. It was the only white bird they had left. And I dyed it. It looks really cool spinning through the air. All right. So that counts to the score. This one does not. This is position B. But we can try to three out from B. Since I used the bird to putt there, we're going to use the roach to putt here. Nice putt, Norton. All right. Put some spin to it. I'm working on spinning my putts. All right, we got a path right here. So let's see if this is the way we need to go. All right, so we got one, two, we hit the tree, three, four. So position B, we got a four. So we're gonna go beat one over there. Four is 333. I'm assuming we're walking the right way because there's like a really worn section here. It's a nice little course. All right, here's the 4x4 tee pad. It's not an actual, oh Jesus. Oh wow, straight down. Oh, that's pretty though. So, I wonder if I can get a picture of that. Oh, I don't want a picture of me turning selfie mode off. That's probably gonna suck, but. All right, at least we got a picture. So we got to take one anyways, right? All right. All right, so which one was better? Orange went further. All right, so we're going to throw a red since I did crappier with it last time. All right, forehand Roadrunner. Oh, wait a minute. I don't think I called the footage out on this, did I? I got short-term memory today, people, so bear with me. What are we doing here? 333. Forehand with a Roadrunner. I'm using red, this position A. Ooh, that's pretty. Kept that disc nice and flat. Drops a little left, but on the right side of the fairway. It dropped left, but then it curved right on me at the end. So I'm trying to throw this thing as flat as I can out of my hand. That's better, but I was a little too aggressive, so. It was aggressive and low. When I'm too aggressive, because my form sucks, it wants to go left on me and I'm too low. So when it went left, it hit the ground and kind of rolled back out to the fairway. So the end result worked out well, but it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. There is a red option here, which I think are shorts, which is I think what we're supposed to be playing. Just look for the red 2x4, or 4x4, excuse me. That's the end of your tee pad. All right, position B, we're gonna throw the Roadrunner again. Again, this is forehand only. Ooh, that's pretty. Right up the center of the damn four. Why can't I do this in a tournament? Damn, that's beautiful. I mean, if y'all have played this, I'm just past the red tee a little bit, and I literally leveled this thing straight up the center of the damn road. It's an old service roadway, dead up the center. Wow. All right, so I'm a little to the right, so I can't take a direct line. I'm gonna put a little height on this, try to get this to pull right on me. I'm aiming at the left tree line, hoping this thing dies right the way it's supposed to. I got what I wanted and sit down. We're back on the right side again. Big arching Anheuser as it drops back down. For those of you not referring to it, I'm throwing right, left, or I'm throwing to the left side of the fairway. I was trying to get it to flatten, go straight. This does not normally do that for me. So I did expect it to dive back right, and it did. And we're on the right side of the fairway. All right, so position B is turning out to be the better of the two plays here. So we're gonna use the roach from position B. I'm gonna have to Jackie Chan this, which means it's not a forehand throw. Whoa, too much spin and it put the brakes on any kind of distance with that. So, all right, we're gonna do a berg. We are gonna do a forehand upshot with this. I haven't figured out how to spin a forehand yet, so we're just trying to get it close, save a four. Oh, Jesus, that sucked. Come on, roll around. Oh, damn it. Ugh. The way I use birds and throw birds, they don't really roll a lot for me. I can specifically throw it as a roller, and it will do what I want it to. But that's usually only from like 1 to 150. All right, so 1, 2, 3 on position B. This is for 4. If I hadn't put the spin to it, we would have hopped right back out of that basket. That was with the roach, by the way. All right, so 1, 2, 3. This is for 4 with the berg. All right, that'll work. Easy enough. All right, we got 2 paths here. So I have no idea which way we're supposed to be going. We got any ticks on us? No. It's a beautiful day today. Cloud cover. It's nice and cool. It's in the 60s. So we got a 4. Number 5 is 190. So we need to go where? All right, so we are at the basket here. So we got to walk up this trail here. But so I'm going to sign up for another. I'm heading to Maryland to do one of my motorsports events. And it's actually my last one of the year. My last event support coverage of the year. I am doing one more event, but it's for a team, not for an event or series. So my season is winding down, but I do have a gap between this event and something I need to be in town for in 2 weeks because I'm helping some friends. So it will give me one more weekend, and I found another tournament. It's a charity tournament. I don't need the points anymore. I have enough tournament points. I'm just playing the course. I will probably, though, play MA4 on this one because I plan on changing my disc setup, and I'd rather do it now going into the off season than do it the beginning of next year. All right, I can see the basket. We have a lot of trees to get through. We're using the red road runner because that was the worst of the two throws last time. Again, this is a forehand. I'm just going to try. I'm going to try to take it down the left side, try to thread these trees. Let's see what we can do here. Boom! Hit home to mama. We are killing termites. All right, so B. I'm going to take the same line and see if I can't hit it this time. Try to ease up on it. And of course, I hit the line, but then I hit the tree further down the course. So this would normally be a backhand for me. This would, under a regular game conditions, I would be throwing a backhand on this. I would even use a putter or something, but that's not what we're doing today. So let's roam off here in the woods and find my disc. Try not to step on any critters along the way. All right, and red is not really a good disc to be throwing out here today. It blends in a little too well. Whoops. What's bad is when I'm talking and doing a podcast, I don't pay attention to my disc as closely as I should after I throw them, which is stupid. So that's what I'm running into at the moment. And sometimes I have to break y'all so that y'all don't hear me traipsing around the woods too long. Oh! Damn, a vine just snatched the piss out of me. All right, so when I threw, I hit, and it shot off this way. All right, what I may do is just go ahead and go over and throw you from the other position, since I know where that one is. I didn't think it died this deep, though. Oh, there it is right there. Okay. All right, we got it. So forehand roach. We're going to try to avoid this thorn bush in the process. I do count penalties even on these games, even though they're technically forearm practice games. I count penalties on every game I play, even when I'm playing with myself. Forehand, I'm having to do a high. I'm trying to get over this bush in front of me and not get mangulated by this thorn branch. So roach forehand, second throw, position A. Oh, and we hit the branch directly in front of us. Oh, damn, that was painful. That bramble just took a chunk out of my back. Oh. All right, throw in position A. This is throw 3. Forehand with this roach, which apparently I'm not very good at. Oh my God, that's nice. Why couldn't I have done that on the second throw? All right. Oh, damn, that hurt. That damn briar tore my back up. All right. Second throw. All right, I can't use the red one because we threw that on the first throw, so I gotta use the Roadrunner. We're gonna go high, try to axis around these trees. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Roll, come on, roll. Oh, it rolled out there. Oh my God, that's pretty. Stop, 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 stop. Ooh, I like that. It dug down and it didn't stick, it kept rolling. Cool. That was throw two from position B. Oh, damn, that damn briar tore my back up. Hope it didn't mess my shirt up. Got one of my XDA shirts on. That's the event I'm helping out this weekend, XDA. All right, so now fourth throw from position A. We're using a Berg. Damn it, I lifted my arm out again. Jesus. Need to be a little more committed and aggressive towards these baskets. So we're gonna end up with 1, 2, 3, 4. We're gonna end up with a 5 because that's position A there. All right. Let's try to get a 4 with B. Roach. Oh, right off the back of the basket. Oh, damn it. If we would have caught chain, that spin would have pulled us in. All right, so that's a 5, and this will be a 5. Oh, that sucks. But that's why we practice, right? All right, before I walk too far, let's see where we're going. I won't put a break on this, by the way. We'll just record for however long it takes. All right, ooh, double bogey, that sucks. All right, where are we going? All right, so we gotta walk down this little path towards these tables. Advanced Timber Challenge Course, huh? All right, whatever you say. I don't do that, so you're crap out of luck. They got things out here for push-ups and pull-ups and monkey bars, but they look like they're geared for kids, though. They're like an exercise area. It's a nice little park. Pretty cool. So, turned out well, we got our points. We should get our master's invite. I was talking to one of the TDs too, and I see the marker we need. And I think we're playing longs when we're supposed to be playing shorts, but anyways. We were talking about points and structures, and he was explaining to me how it works. And technically, because of my age bracket, I already qualify for one class, but that's not the class I want to play. So we'll see what happens. All right, so we have our, well, we're not throwing that way, otherwise we gotta throw into a softball field. So I'm assuming there's a basket out there somewhere. 243. So we gotta throw, it's probably on the little hill over there. So we're just gonna try to get a good straight shot. If y'all played this before, you've got the exercise thing right in front of you. I'm aiming to the left of that, towards the hill that's up there, because I think that's where the basket is. It come back a little bit. Oh, it managed to pull out of it. It's a little too aggressive on that hyzer there. I didn't throw it flat enough. Oh, I did the same damn thing. I gotta ease up on these discs. My form is garbage, but I'm actually getting rained on. I'm actually getting a light drizzle. So now under normal sporting events, that would be a problem. Or that would not be a problem. Well, depending on the sport. But for drag racing, even a light mist like this will cause us to sit in a trailer for a while. Oh Jesus, the basket is to my right. Damn it. Oh, I was throwing to the wrong location. All right, that's position B. So let's throw from A first. A is further out here to the left in the field. As soon as I figured out what happened to it. We're probably gonna use the Roach because it would be more of a distance feel from here. All right, so position A, Red Runner, we're going to forehand a roach up there, even though I would backhand this as a putt approach. Oh, way too low. It's not a bad disc. I mean, I just gotta get a handle on this damn forearm crap. So we're gonna forehand this berg. Again, I've decided to do everything except the tap-in portion. Everything's forehand except the tap-in. Oh, that's pretty. That's position B. Oh, that was a pretty toss-up. It's elevated up on a big rock, and we're just off to the left side of it. All right, roach, third shot from position A. Go in. Damn, it died out right before the basket. I had the line, I just didn't put enough to it. Damn it. All right, so that's three on position B, which does not count to the score. Now we gotta try to four this, right? One, two, no, this is a three. One, two, three, no, it's a four, I'm sorry. Oh shit, I lost my balance trap when I went. It went in. Okay, thank God for the disc golf luck there. It went in, but I didn't set myself completely before making my putt. And as soon as I went to do my push off, my heel slipped. So literally I was off balance before the disc even come out of my hand. So not the most brightest thing I've ever done. Always make sure you get yourself set. Take your time. Make sure you get set. And don't worry about the card behind you. They get just as much time as you do. I mean, you have to stay within the rules and not take 10,000 years to make your putt. Don't LaCosta the damn thing, for Christ's sake. But just take your time, get set. I'm not overly concerned with my scores on these anymore. I'm not beating myself up as bad as I used to. So, all right, here's a red 2x4. I don't think this is where we're supposed to be, though. I think where there's probably another one where. Oh, there's a basket out there. We got to go back here. Okay, got it. All right, so we're going to end up with a four, a very lucky four. Because with that drop off of my foot placing, that was all luck that the damn thing went in. So, all right, so from the last throw, even though I was throwing to the wrong location, the orange was the better of the two Roadrunners. So let's throw the red one first this time. The rules for myself is traditionally whatever throws you throw to, whichever one works out better, your first throw on the next one, you throw the crappy one. The crappy one first. So, all right, red road. Oh, I didn't give you all the footage, did I? Okay. It says it's 315. I don't agree with that. I think we're playing the wrong one in UDIS. So, all right, Roadrunner. Forehand, power grip, just trying to get it out there. If you haven't played discus course before, I'm aiming for the exercise equipment out there. And we're heading straight at it. I just don't have the distance to reach it. It's actually a really, really nice shot. So, all right. Orange, Roadrunner, power grip, forehand. Oh, I worm dirted it. It's in the bushes. For those of you that don't know what worm dirt is, that is a term my brother-in-law, who originally had me playing back in the mid-90s before, we only played for a couple years. We were just the wreck guys playing on the weekend. Whenever a disc goes down really hard, when it hits and sticks in the tombstone, that dig into the ground and roll like that, he always called it worm dirt. So that's where I get it from. All right, this is red is position B, the worst of the two. So normally I would do a toss out here and then do a backhand drive, but not on this game. So we're going to toss out with a forehand with the roach. For my upshots, by the way, on these nine holes that I do, any second shot, if I threw from B first, A counts as a score. So when I come up here, I can't use the disc that I drove with for position B. I have to use one of the other two in my hand. I always have just four discs in my hand. All right, we're gonna use, I can throw the one I threw, which in this case is the red Rotor Runner, but I can't throw the other one that I threw for the other position. It's just a self rule. All right. All right, red Rotor Runner, second throw, position A. It's not bad. Need to get my arm up. Oop, I hit one of the exercise poles. All right, so, all right, this is position B, which means I can do my upshot with the orange one, which is in my hand. Orange Road Runner, forehand power grip. Let's go after it. Aiming straight at the basket. Trying to throw as flat as I possibly can. Had a little too much height on that one. It was too low on the last one, too high on this one. So, all right, so B, one, two, three. A, one, two. So we're going to the third throw for position A. Oh, this rain's gonna suck today. Damn it. They're supposed to have testing today, and it ain't gonna happen if they've got this at the track. All right, three on position A, using a Berg. Nope, a little too tossy. Yeah, it's gonna suck. All right, trying to four out from position B. And that we get it. All right, God, that was a horrible putt with that bird. Four out on position A. And that's what we get for a score, it's four. Not sure where I'm supposed to be walking, but I guess we'll find out in a minute, right? Oh God, this score's gonna suck. Oh, wait a minute, I think I just scored the wrong one. Yeah, I did. Let's take away nine, score eight, going to nine. Why is this saying it's an 18-hole course? Okay, I'm confused. It's saying we're playing 18. Okay, it's interesting. I didn't think I was doing that, but I think you play these twice, so interesting. All right, number nine is 200 feet, by the way. Around on the lead on the fencing there. All right, I can see a basket way over there, but I don't know if that's the one we're after. Don't think it is. Okay, I have the white tee, the white 4x4 tee, but I don't see a basket. I see a basket, but I don't know if that's our basket. At 200, I doubt it. Crap. Oh God, I would be so doing a backhand on this. All right, I've chosen to throw a Road Runner on this. That's what we're gonna do, all right? I think we're playing the wrong on distances, but whatever, is what it is. I think I cued the shorts, but I'm playing the long pad, so. All right, Road Runner orange, power grip, forehand, first throw. It's gonna roll. It's not gonna roll in the right direction. A little too aggressive. All right. Oh, that might work. Ooh, if I got through that tree, that might be pretty nice. So B is definitely gonna be the better. B is what I was after. I just wanted a little bit more distance before it started to dive left. I only plan on playing nine, but we'll see what happens here. The rain's starting to pick up. Hopefully I got through them trees over there with B. It's muddy here, so they've been getting some rain. All right, forehand with a, now I'll use the roach on this one. This is position A. Oh my God, go in. Oh my God, we hit the basket. Holy shit. We racked the basket dead on. If I would have aimed at that band, we would have gone in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 25, 26, 27, 38, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 37, 38, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47 paces away. We hit dead center on the face of the basket. If I would have aimed at the band, that would have been a badass bird right there. Oh, that's a three. Oh God, that was with the roach. That's a cool little disc. All right. And if it isn't the roach, I apologize for getting it wrong. Second shot from position A or B. Oh God, it went right through it, spit out the backside. Oh my God. We were inside the chain. I had the spin on it and it spit it out. Dynamic disc basket, by the way. Oh God, both of those were fantastic. Oh man, I had a good rotation on the berg. Damn it, damn it, damn it. I was inside the chain. It's got two chains. You got the inner and the outer. And I'm inside that outer. And that spin, as soon as it caught that back, it just kicked it right out the back of the basket. Damn it. Ugh. I can't be disappointed with that, though. I mean, that was good. Wow. Two fantastic shots there. So we'll definitely get a three on that. Position A was a three, by the way. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't score seven. What did we get on seven? Seven was... should be a four. I'll listen to the podcast again. If I'm wrong, I'll read through it. All right. This is saying that... oh, you simply just play this again. Oh, we're not doing that. I just want to play nine. So I chose the wrong one. All right, we're just going to finish this as a partial round. All right. Nice course. All right, I'm not in the mood to play 18. I got too much work to do today. So, all right. So, again, my tournament, I played 16. I got a lot of points. It got us over 500. Overall, well over 500 now. I got two more tournaments to do. If I can find some more, we'll sign up for a couple more. I want to try to get as many as I can done before the official close of 2023, even if I have to do a couple one-dayers. I'm getting ready to change my bag, so I'm going to need to practice with the new disc. I'm just trying to debate which manufacturer I'm going to go with, and I'm going to stick to one manufacturer moving forward. And it's just a personal choice. I've thrown a little bit of everything for the most part, probably more Discraft, Dynamic, and Nova than anything else. Thrown some Westside, things like that, obviously. But we'll go from there. But it's a nice little course. I'd love to come back and play it again. I might hit it on the way back through, who knows. But this is a good time, and had some to practice my roach, if that's what this thing was. For some reason, I think still think I'm calling it the wrong disc, but it's one that if I go with that maker, it'll definitely become part of my bag. So I'm going to take a break before I get back in my car, and we're going to get out of here. Now, I appreciate y'all listening in, and the tournament was fantastic. The Loco Disc Golf Club did a fantastic job. Blue Chip, the primary sponsor, was awesome, and we had a real good time last weekend. So if y'all get a chance, play it next week, and or next year, excuse me, and we'll all have a good time together. All right, this is JT and Platinum General Services, and I appreciate y'all listening in as we go through another rainy nine hole. And I'm going to get back in the car, finish off the last bit of my traveling so I can go to work. And love you guys, love you gals. Thanks for listening to me ramble. Sorry if I bounce around and chase shiny balls at the moment, but I'll get better and better as time goes on. All right, I'll talk to you ladies soon and gentlemen soon. As always, good throw, bad putt, good game, bad going. Raining, not raining, doesn't matter. We're going to learn something. Keep throwing, keep playing. You're going to get better. I guarantee it. All right, I'm out of here. Talk to you soon. Bye.